Hi, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to chat right now?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just wanted to let you know I got all the attachments that you sent to me, and I'm kind of processing everything right now.
Oh, okay.
Now, I just kind of wanted to get a clear picture of what we're working with and what we're trying to accomplish here.
Okay.
Now, the name of the business, it's JALX Inc., and
Yes.
your DBA is Creme de la Creme Bakery.
Correct.
Okay. Now, are there multiple locations here? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes, so we have four locations. We have one that's opening in about 2 weeks. And
Okay.
then the money that I'm looking for now is to build our Menifee location, which is ready to be built. I'm just getting building quotes right now.
Oh, so going for a fifth. Okay.
Going for a sixth, actually. I mean, this would Ontario is going to be open here, like I said, 2 weeks. That's already built out.
Oh,
I'm just
wow.
waiting on health approval and everything. So,
Oh, nice.
yeah, that one, and we did that on with our money.
Okay. Now, Joe, are you an owner of the business over there?
No, my wife is. My wife's 100%. So I do all the
Okay.
accounting,
I got you.
and I
Okay,
do all
perfect.
the loans and everything for her.
Okay. All right. And did you have an idea of how much you were looking for right now?
I'd like anywhere from like 2 to 250 if I could.
Okay. 2 to 250. All right. And
I think that's enough.
have you looked anywhere for the financing yet?
Yeah, I was working with Swift Capital, and I guess we had NSFs last month, and it was because ADP erroneously pulled out a double payment of taxes,
Oh,
and I
okay.
didn't know about it. So in like 2 days, I got all these NSFs. Well, I've gotten that fixed since then, but they basically came back and said, well, they were just like, sorry, you have too many NSFs, and that was it.
Oh, I see. So,
I don't know if you saw
how
that or.
long ago was that you applied with Swift?
Oh, probably. I was just dealing with them. I think I did it the same night.
Oh, okay.
Are you
Okay,
guys
so.
affiliated with them?
No, I'm pretty familiar with them. I have a lot of customers that we actually kind of they come over to us with existing Swift loans, and we try to refinance them out of it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty familiar. So their
I
feedback for you.
I get the flyers from them all the time, and like 4 or 5 times a month, and I figure, you know what, let me try it. I've never called them,
Sure,
and
sure.
it's like the advertising team does a good job, and then it was just like I didn't like the way it was handled. It was just like, sorry, this is the situation. Like, you didn't even ask me what happened, it's like, but I don't know, it's a
Yeah,
high volume business, so.
exactly that. And actually, I know them pretty well. They strictly do. They have pretty much one program that they do. So if you don't fit the guidelines for them, they're going to move on.
Oh, I see. That
Which
makes
is
sense.
where which is where we a lot of my customers come over here from them because of just that. We have a larger variety. We're an actual bank, so we're working with a lot of programs here. If you have NSF,
Okay.
that's going to eliminate you from what they're able to do for you. But I still will have some options for you.
Even though there's a reason why, I mean, it's just, it
Yeah,
doesn't
and
matter.
no, the reason we will do account, we can see it on the bank statements. We can get an
Yeah.
explanation, and we can work with that. We're not
Okay.
kind of just a cookie cutter, fit or it doesn't fit type thing. Now, when you did have the NSFs, you said it was just 2 days that it was happening. I haven't gotten a chance to skim
Yes.
all the way through the bank accounts yet, the statements yet, so.
It happened the beginning of August. So if you
Okay.
see in August, and it's payroll check, so it might have spanned over. It's a short period, put it that way.
Okay.
So,
Okay.
and you'll see why. You can pretty much see why. I can show you when we go through the bank statement what
Sure.
happened. But I mean, I can give you 12 months history of our banking. You'll see that we don't have NSFs. I mean, we
Oh,
have
okay.
plenty of money in
That
the
goes a long
account.
way. That goes a long way.
Yeah, and I can show that. I mean,
Yeah, an
my
isolated
background's
incident
on.
with an
Yeah.
explanation, we can handle that.
Okay.
Yeah,
So
okay.
we had Ken Capital. They got their paid off. We used them a long time ago. We got their loan about a year ago. We paid them off. It was a $184,000 loan that got fully paid.
Okay.
We used Cabbage before, but they're paid off.
All right. I'm familiar with all those. So you've definitely done working capital loans before, so you're kind of familiar with how the programs work. look, you're looking for about 250. Did you have an idea of what kind of term you were looking for?
You know, one thing I don't like about what I've been doing is because of the daily rates and all that. I'm a CPA, so I always like to put everything in amortization schedules and all that. And even though they say, well, we'll give you an 18% loan, it's not an 18% loan. It's like a 42% loan.
You know what I mean? Yeah, once you amortize it, they can definitely switch it. Every financing company has funny ways of kind of presenting it.
Right.
Bottom line, what I'm going to do, our terms might not be on 12 years, so we don't exactly give an amortization, but I'll give you a total cost of funds, and you can see exactly how much it's going to cost you right up front.
And that's fine. I mean, I was even working with like a private lender, but he had to take money because of, I don't know, he had some tax problems, so he needs his money back, so I pay him back. You know, it's like IRS always trumps anything else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they definitely come first. They definitely come first. Yeah.
Their interest rate's higher than any working capital guy out there, so.
That's actually a good line. I might use that going forward.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Okay. True. All right. So let me see. So right now on your current locations, just another quick question as I'm putting everything together. Do you guys own the locations or do you rent the locations?
They're all rented. They're all leased.
Okay. They're all leased. And do you have, is there like one main store that you have, or are they all kind of created equally?
Yeah, no. The Riverside is basically our commissary. So what we're doing is we're growing out of that. So in about 2 years, after the two stores are built, we're going to be building a commissary. But right now, the 16810 Van Buren address,
sure,
that is where everything's baked out of. So that's about 2,400 square feet. That services all four. The fifth one, like I said, is coming online in about 2 weeks. And it's constant. We're 24-hour production there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we basically bake and we transport every day. So we have four trucks that go out on a daily basis. So.
Oh, wow. Quite an operation. You guys been – do I see you've been in business since 2009?
Yep. Yeah, we've been there since 2009. We just renewed our lease for another 10 years at the Riverside location. We're renewing our lease in Corona. So – things have been going well. Our numbers have been strong. This summer, it slowed down a little bit just because of the heat. Well, you know, sure. You're in California. I mean, it's been pretty crazy. But summertime is usually a little slower for us for bakeries, but we're now getting into our busy season. And what I've been doing is I've been using operating money to try to build these stores, and I just can't keep stealing from Peter to pay Paul.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, as far as the monthly costs for all the locations, do you have any idea what those are off the top of your head, like a ballpark figure?
What do you mean costs? You mean as far as just our expenses and things like that?
No, just like the monthly payment for your rent.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you each one. In Corona, we sublease from Starbucks. So we only pay $1,400 a month there, and that produces about 65,000 sales a month.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a sweet deal. We got that for about another year and a half. Moreno Valley, that store brings in about $45,000 a month, and our rent there is almost $3,700. It's about $3,689.
Okay.
The next one is Temecula. Temecula, that's a funny story. We started out at like 65. It's, you know, brand new. It's leveled off in about the 40 range, and that rent is $5,800.
Okay.
But that's a bigger location. It's about 3,300 square feet. And so the last one is Riverside. We pay $6,100. We just signed a new lease with the landlord, and that's locked in for next 3 years, $6,100 flat. That's CAM everything. And we produce almost between 60,000 and 70,000 out of that store. Oh, nice. We produce as high as 90,000 out of that store. But the thing is, all our stores are pretty close, within 30 minutes. I mean, Moreno Valley, Temecula. So what happens is you're stealing some of your own customers. Sometimes that happens, you know?
Oh, sure.
So your Moreno Valley people don't drive to Riverside anymore. They stay in Moreno Valley.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of expected that a little bit, but pushing right now. We're about in total sales, gross sales are usually around the 220 range.
Okay.
220. It's been high as almost 240, but right now it's leveling off about 210, 220, somewhere around there.
Okay. All right. And, okay, now, so I know you've done a couple working capital loans before in the past. I have a couple different options. You know, like I said, we have a lot of different programs. I see you guys do a lot of sales through credit cards. Now, one of the options that we have is to get you the loan where you pay it back through your credit card sales. It's just one of the options. Now, would that be something that you're interested in? Or I know a lot of businesses sometimes, you know, they have a preference one way or the other on how they feel about those. Do you know where you stand on that?
All our loans have been like that we use the merchant money to pay it. So,
okay.
Yeah, what they do is we do a daily typically. Right now, we are doing a deal with American Express, and it's not a loan, it's an advance. And so
sure.
What they've done is because the beginning of the month is the worst month for us. I mean, the worst time of the month. We get all our rents are due, all our merchant money's due. So the first 5 days of the month, you got $50,000 going out.
Mm-hmm.
So what American Express does is we run everything through American Express. They advance us $45,000 on the 28th of every month. They get back 50% of all those money come back till they get paid off. We only pay $300 a month for this. It's a great deal.
Yeah, so I'm actually familiar with that American Express program. It is a really good program.
Oh, it's a great program. And that's something that I can't change that, but it's not a loan. And most when I go out and I tell people, they understand it's not a loan. I don't know how you guys feel about that. But it's an advancement of our money. And usually on about the 20th, I track it every month.
Uh-huh.
We usually pay it off right around the 21st, 22nd. And then the rest of the time is our money.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and all makes pretty good sense. I got a pretty clear picture of a few. I actually have a few options that I think I'm going to have for you. I'll have to plug and play here, so see exactly what the underwriting department spits back at me, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Kind of choose the best options.
Right.
As far as a time frame for this goes, we can work relatively quickly. It looks like everything that you sent me is very organized, so that's going to help us a lot. I'm thinking I can probably have some initial feedback for you by tomorrow.
That's fine.
You know, if things make sense, we can go from there, and we'd be looking at probably another maybe 2 days to finish the whole process if everything is in line and we like it. That sounds good.
And we're pretty fluid. I mean, I can, and obviously things can change. I mean, if you say, hey, you know what? We don't like this. We don't like this. I mean, it's my wife is 100% owner of the company, but I do all the financing for her. And I used to do financing for a home building company. So I'm very familiar with how it works. So, you know, whatever you need, I can provide for you.
Okay, perfect. Now, just to give you some initial feedback, what I'm seeing here, I mean, you guys look like a pretty strong file. You have some really strong sales, so your cash flow is good. You're leaving yourself with a cushion each month, which is also going to help a lot in what's available to you. So if we're shooting for the 250, I think it's attainable. One thing that I do see is it looks like Julie has a previous bankruptcy on the credit report.
Yeah, May of 2010.
Yes. So now has that been fully discharged?
Oh yeah, it got discharged. I don't know if May is a discharge date. I'm trying to remember it, or she filed and have to look at it. But it was discharged, of course, in 2010.
Okay.
Might have been. Yeah, it was definitely discharged. I mean,
depending on the program that I get you into, we might have to get some paperwork for that. A lot of times, it's not necessary. It's just on the table. Possibly, I just want to give you a heads up on that. Now. Again, I was saying, I'm sorry, I don't know if I caught the answer. Did you have an idea of what type of term you're looking for on this? If say we're able to do 250, did you have a?
Did I lose you there?
Oh yeah, it sounds like it's skipping in and out. Sorry.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of look at the different term. I mean, I look at it. You know, if it comes out and you say, hey, the daily rate is one way, or if it's monthly, like Cabot used to do monthly, which is.
Sure.
It was fine, and you know, it kind of keeps the rate down because you're only paying it once a month. But it all comes down. I mean, you can play with those numbers real easy. If you sit there and say the interest rate is you know, 20%, you know, I'm just throwing numbers out there, but 20% once a month, or you're paying 15% daily, you know, it may, people might go, oh, I'm going to go with a 15%, but that may actually cost you more money.
So sure.
I kind of look at the big picture. I always like to run it through amortizations and what's best for the business. I mean, obviously I want to get the least amount of capital. Not the most amount of capital, but the least amount of cost, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
Obviously. And so, but a lot of these lenders I deal with in New York and all that, they're the opposite, obviously. They're, you know.
Well, yeah.
As little as possible at the highest rate.
The other side of the coin, right, yeah.
You know, that's part of negotiating. So, you know, I had a couple that before where I went back and they, I just said, no, I'm not paying. One was like 35%. I said, absolutely not. And he's like, you know, well, I can't do it. I mean, can't hurt our business to, you know.
100%.
If we weren't expanding, it makes sense. If you're just trying to stay afloat, you're going to be underwater in about a year or less than that.
Yeah.
Because you can't then cover the interest rate if you're barely making it. If your cash flow doesn't even support your operations at that point, and
yeah,
then you go and borrow money to fix it right now, now you just added another debt.
Exactly, 100%. The way these programs work, and I make this honest recommendation to everybody that I deal with, it doesn't make sense to do unless you have a plan where there's a return on the investment. The return needs to outweigh the cost of the funds. Otherwise, you're just going to create a problem a little longer down the road, and that's not what we're looking for either. So we want to, I mean, you guys obviously look like you're growing at a pretty rapid pace. I mean, ideal customer for us. We're looking for somebody who's going to grow, able to take our money, make more with it, and continue the relationship.
Yes.
That's the name of the game.
And that was the thing. When I went with Can Capital, that was they told me. So, you know what, let's come back and let's build a relationship. So I went with them, and I paid 18%. That was the deal I had with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came back again, they were like, oh, well, the best we can do is 35. I'm like, how?
Oh,
I mean, yeah, I was like, I paid you back. Well, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, well, you had an NSF or you had, your balance was low this month. It's just, and it's, I feel like it's the car deals, car salesman.
Yeah, that's the opposite of building a relationship.
Well, the thing is you go in and it's like, okay, well, you have a 700 score. Yeah, you have a 700 score, but you only had it for 6 months. So it really doesn't count. It's like always that reason why they can't give you that 0% or 1%, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You get those ads in the paper saying, oh, 0% finance, and you get in there, and it's never 0%. It's always your credit never fits that bill. And when I did that, I just said, you know what, I can't trust you guys. I don't want to work with you. I mean,
okay.
So they're done. I mean, they're paid off, and I don't know.
Sure. And I was actually going to ask, what led you to go away from them? Because usually, I mean, at least my experience on our end, when we have an existing customer that comes back for, you know, what we call a renewal, it's as long as everything stays the same, one NSF isn't going to affect it. But I have never seen somebody come back and get a rate twice what the first one was. That's outrageous and pretty antithetical, if you ask me.
Well, I think part of it, too, is when they came back, I dealt with the renewal department. And then when we were trying to renew it, like when it was at 70%, first it was the 50% LTV, then they said 70%. And then what they were trying to do, and this is what I didn't like, was, and then maybe this is just the way it works, but they would take the loan that was already accounted for interest on that loan. So it was a $150,000 loan, and the payback was $184,000 over 14 months. So it came out to 18% cost of funds. So if you have a balance of like $60,000, which includes the interest, they were taking that balance and rolling it over and saying, okay, you owe 60. So the interest was already built in. Then they're turning interest on top of that.
You're getting double interest on it. Exactly, yeah.
And I tried to explain that, and they acted like, no, I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm going, this is your business. Of course you know what I'm talking about.
They do. And let me just stomp that out right now. For our programs, we have it built in. It's in the contract. We usually do 40% into the term where you're eligible for refinancing or renewal option. But when you get to the renewal point, if you do choose to renew, we have complete interest forgiveness. So that remaining interest balance is going to be completely forgiven.
That's the way it should be.
Exactly. And that's how it should be if you're trying to build a relationship with customers moving
right.
forward. So you're going to have a little bit of a different experience. I can promise you that.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, right up front, let you know. Because that's actually a lot of the people that I work with, they don't understand. I mean, they're not in finance. They're, you know, running a construction company, something like that. When it comes to renewing that loan and they're getting charged interest twice, they just don't get it. But it's common practice across the industry to do that. We don't do that. We build it into the contract where it says, if you do renew with us, your existing balance will be forgiven.
Well, yeah, and but the thing that I didn't like is when you try to explain that to them, they're like, no, that's just the way it works. And it's like, okay, I'm sure you're dealing with a guy that's desperate for the money, and it's like, I can hold off building. My thing is in Menifee that, I don't know if, you know, you're down in San Diego, right?
Yes.
Menifee is up here in Riverside County. It's one of the hottest areas going on right now. Some of the rents over there are like $4 a square foot. We got into a brand new center, which is about $3 a square foot. But they open it up, you cannot get parking. Every restaurant there has an hour and a half waiting. So we're like desperate to get open. I mean, we're thinking that's going to be an $80,000 a month store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great. But the problem is I have to get the money to do it. I don't want to take – I can't sacrifice the capital of the business.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, you can't – exactly what you said, taking money from Peter to pay Paul.
And so I'm trying to break the cycle. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. Well, I got a good idea. I'd love to, you know, get some strong options for you. I'm probably going to come back at you with a couple different options because it seems like you're pretty flexible and you just want to find the best fit. So
right.
That's what I'm going to go forward with that idea. I'm going to have a pretty open mind with underwriting and try to work out. We want to get probably the most available to you as far as an amount. And then what I'll do also is try to go for the longest term possible. When it comes to the term, the personal credit of the owner is a factor that comes into play there. So right now, I think Julie is sitting at about a 631. We pull from Experian. So that's what the score is at. With the previous BK, it might be a limiting factor, but I can work through it. I'll shoot for the longest term possible. Usually, these things go up to about 2 years, 24 months. That's for first-time borrowers. For existing customers, when you return, we go up to 3 years. But for this first time around, 2 years is probably the ceiling. But with that being said, the credit in the previous bankruptcy might limit that a little. What I see realistically, to give you some honest feedback right now, what I see hopeful is probably getting you like an 18-month term. With that, you would have a renewal option when you get 40% of the way in, where we would forgive the remaining interest balance. Also, we have discounts for paying it off early. So
like usually, month 7, month 8, around there.
Exactly that, yeah. Yeah, usually what we do is we can discount. It varies with each program, but usually somewhere like 25% of the interest balance if you want to pay it off early. If you want to do a renewal, it'll be full forgiveness.
So if you renew, you might actually be able to renew at a better interest rate type thing?
Absolutely. That's the majority of the time that's the case.
Oh, that's the reason. Okay.
Yes.
They say the obvious and they're like, no, that doesn't make sense.
No, gonna come back at you with a 38%. Yeah.
Right. And then I have been paying. Now, the reason the credits go, she was sitting probably, 2 months ago, she was over 700. And so what we've done is she uses a lot of her personal credit cards to finance.
Yeah.
I know you probably see that. So what happens is she gets points on her Capital One and her U.S. Bank. So we'll run every Bakemark, all our purveyors go through that.
Oh, sure.
And so what was happening is we would keep minute you it goes up there, it max out, we make a $10,000 payment and we charge it back up. And so what happens though, it started affecting the credit. So what I've done now is I'm paying them down and I'm keeping them down. So if it turns out where you say, hey, you know, the credit's not good enough, we can wait a month and maybe rerun it if that helps.
Sure.
But I just want to throw that out there because I am conscious of that and I am working on that. So two of our credit cards I've paid down to zero and I'm leaving them there.
Mm-hmm.
So that should really help our credit. And I have that Credit Karma, so I watch it every single day. And I don't know how accurate it is or not, but
it's pretty accurate. I do the same thing. It is. Yeah. I mean, it can vary between the three reporting agencies, but – it'll give you a pretty accurate and up-to-date report on it. Right now, to give you some feedback on it, right now it looks like the factor that's really affecting it, it is just that. It's the revolving balance that's available.
Yes.
It looks like she has 81% utilized, which is a relatively high number. You usually want to hover around less than 50%. So right now it's at 81. That can change really quickly. All it is paying off some balances. And that can affect and that can affect the score slightly. It's not going to catapult it or anything like that, but it will make a measurable difference. Right now, though, I think sitting at a 631, there aren't very many derogatory remarks on there, so it's not. And I'm sorry, it's actually a 634, so it's not a horrible 634. It's not going to eliminate many options from you. What I see it doing is probably just limiting that initial term from 2 years to what I'm hoping for would be about an 18-month.
You think that's the only effect it would really have?
Yeah, as far as getting you approved, I think we have a green light.
Okay.
That's just my initial screening. Like I said, I haven't had time to comb through everything yet, but I'll be doing that today. And tomorrow we can come back and talk some real numbers and give some, you know, good feedback.
And I keep, I keep copy. And the banks are really good. You can get anything nowadays. So if you need history of the last year or so of banking, just for that NSF issue, I can show that. I can prove that.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
Maybe get a letter from the bank and explain what happened and, I could do something like that. I'm thinking of even seeing if they can, I haven't even went down the road of asking them to reimburse us for it, but it's not really their issue. It was more ADP.
Yeah. And that can be a challenge and it'll depend on your bank too. But I mean, as far as our process goes, let's cross that bridge when we get there. Right now, I have some initial ground to start with. I think we're in a good spot. I should have some good options for you. I'm going to go ahead and get everything packaged up right now, submit it this morning. And like I said, I'll give you a call tomorrow, and we can go over some more details.
Yep, it's always those underwriters that come back on, ooh, this.
Yeah,
that,
you know it. Yeah,
because your part's always the best part. You know, like, oh, we can do this, and then you get the underwriters that are like, that happens with houses and everything. It's all
yeah. And I understand that. I like to be sunshine and rainbows, but I like to give some honest feedback up front. Like I said, I think we're going to have a limit on the length of the term. I don't want to build you up and tell you the world is your oyster, right? Because I know the underwriting is going to come back. It's their job to do that.
Well, the term doesn't scare me. I mean, that store is going to be, it's a 6-week build out. So, I mean, in 3 months, that store's up and running. Just need that initial cash up front to pay them.
Okay.
And because our contractor basically gets everything up front. You know, I give him a good chunk of, I give him like $50,000. And then the store actually that I'm building right now, I get TI allowance of $50,000 as well. So that money's coming in about a month. So that's why I'm saying if it turned out where you came back and said, hey, you know what, it's just not ready yet, maybe we table it, you know, because I do. But I'd rather not do that, of course. I mean, I'd rather go forward. But I do have, I'm not up against the wall. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean,
good.
Not like, okay, I'll take whatever you have. I mean, I'm not at that point. But if you can do something and just go from there, and then if, you know, you come back and say, hey, this is what they say, you know, if I have to, whatever, you tell me and we'll go from there.
Perfect. That. Yeah, we're on the same page. I think we're going to have some good options. I'm going to go ahead and get started on it now. And like I said, I'll give you a call tomorrow. When is the best time to get a hold of you?
You know what? Usually tomorrow's Wednesday. I mean, I would say like 9 o'clock is usually the best time. We take our son to daycare in the morning and then we go off on our day. So usually like right around now, what time is it now? Is it about?
Okay. Yeah, we're shortly after 9 probably.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but I would say 9 o'clock is a good time.
Okay, perfect. If that's the case, then I'm going to get started on this right now so I can get it submitted and hopefully get that answer by 9 o'clock. And I'll reach out to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Sounds good, Sam. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Joe.
All right, bye.